It's a matter really of learning not your place, but learning how to maintain a position of respect. Mm-hmm. And to do this, you do try to avoid confrontation, because if you've made to lose your dignity, stripped of your manhood in front of your players, mm-hmm. you can't be in a position to tell them to be a man mm-hmm. About life, about anything. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're trying to make of them, mm-hmm. men who can handle life well. Mm-hmm. And you can't do it if you might have to almost be ready to sacrifice your life to maintain that position in their respect, mm-hmm. because you can't afford to be put in that position. Right. Now, some coaches I know have told me about times when it devastated them to be talked down to and called names and so forth mm-hmm. in front of players, because they recognize that person as the leader and they're going to make an example of them. You know, just ordinary little silly things.
Right.
Some of them say it's really terrible. Of course, the players understood, but there's something. It's better when you don't have to be put in that position.
Right.
So you do what you can to avoid it.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, you have to be a man about it. We were asked on one occasion, we were leaving Charleston, West Virginia, going to Bluefield to play a game. We had just beaten West Virginia State. Mm-hmm. That was something in itself. But it was in the mid-40s, this same team that played the secret game. We mm-hmm. were playing, just had 7 players.
Mm-hmm.
So we are on the way to Bluefield. We're going to play the next night. Got on the bus, and the bus was filled.
Mm-hmm.
1 seat vacant. So that meant we all had to stand up except this 1 seat. Mm-hmm. So I said to the players, let Henry Thomas, nickname of Big Dog, let Big Dog sit there. He's our center, he said.
Mm-hmm.
He needed the rest. He's the one that's really carrying us. So let him sit down, we'll stand up. Okay, Big Dog, take the seat. You got everything. We just along for the ride. That's what they kidded him about.
Mm-hmm.
But all the black people on the bus had seated from the rear to this point,
mm-hmm.
all the white. But this one vacant seat was beside a young white girl
mm-hmm.
who had a little baby in her arms. And Thomas said to her, is it all right if I sit here?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't mind at all. Have a seat. Very friendly, really.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat down, and we all stood up and hanging on to the bar. And the bus driver came on the bus, getting ready to start the bus, and he looked up in the mirror. I can see him now. Looked up in the mirror, and he saw Henry Thomas sitting beside his girl. And so he came back. And on the way back, I said to the fuckers, they all lined up, hanging out, I said, don't forget now, I'll do the talking.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came back there, he said, you have to get up, said to mm-hmm. Henry Thomas, said, you have to get up. And Thomas didn't say anything. He just looked at me. So he looked at me, said, he has to get up.
Mm-hmm.
He recognized that Thomas was going to leave it up to me.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have to get up, because he's inside the law. The law says we seat from the back, they seat from the front. It's the last seat on the bus, and he can sit in if he wants to. The girl spoke up. She was a girl. I don't mind. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
That burned the bus driver up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was about 23 or 4 years old, I guess. And looked the part. He was playing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said he hasn't got any business sitting there. I said, well, she doesn't mind, and he's within the law, and I don't know what you're objecting to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he looked at me, and then he went back to the front of the bus and sat down. He came back again. He said, he has to get up. I said, he doesn't have to get up. And Thomas, a big guy too. He's the biggest guy we had. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want Thomas to start flying. You know, he didn't say a thing. Never said anything, and none of the other players said anything. But then the people on the bus started saying something. Go sit down and drive the bus.
Uh-huh.
Come on, bus driver, we got to get where we're going. Get on, let's get out of here. Drive the bus. So he could see that now everybody on the bus practice in our favor.
Mm-hmm.
But he got an idea, flash. Started up the bus and sailed out of the bus station, got up in the mountains right outside of Charleston, stopped the bus up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Got up, came back, said, he can't sit there. I'm not moving this bus till he gets up.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat there. Sat there 2 or 3 minutes and people started grumbling. What kind of driver are you? What's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Drive this bus.
Mm-hmm.
Now these are people that are supposed to be on the other side, you know,
mm-hmm.
of our thinking. And it made him upset. It really hurt him. I mean, he was angry and red-faced. I knew he had a gun under his front seat.
Mm-hmm.
He went back and sat down. He sat there a good 2 minutes or three, which seemed like a long time.
I'm sure.
And then he came back again and said, he got to get up now. I said, I tell you what, since this is such a big problem to you, these people have to get where they're going. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get off this bus. So we all got up and got off.
Mm-hmm.
And the players just laughed. Had a good time. Picked up rocks and started throwing them at the squirrels.
Uh-huh.
The bus came along about 30, 40 minutes. We knew it one came along every hour.
Uh-huh.
And we went on to Bluefield because we didn't have hardly anybody on that bus.
Uh-huh.
They laughed about it. They really thought we had won.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you can see what kind of position you can put that kind of person in,
mm-hmm.
that you're better than he is,
mm-hmm.
if that's what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
He's not making any points
mm-hmm.
by doing like that. So that, we did a lot of that kind of thing.